Welcome to the Daily Devotional Special today, Psalm 103. It's exciting as we progress through this psalm, beloved. Yesterday, we looked at verse 11, "For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth." These words are incredible. These words are inspired by the Holy Spirit clearly. And you'll see that from this next verse for certain. Verse 12 says this, "He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west." It's amazing that David, the psalmist here, uses this analogy, as far as the east is from the west. I've said this on Worship Radio 247 many times, that if you walk from north to south, or if you go from north to south, as you go north, you will eventually hit south. In other words, if you're walking north, you'll hit the North Pole, and after you go over the North Pole, you'll begin to go south. And eventually, if you keep on going, you'll hit the South Pole. However, I don't know why this is. I have no idea. But I do know this, that if you go east, if you keep going east and carry on going east, you will always go east. You will never, ever go west. As you go around the globe, you will go east, 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 all the way around east, always east. And the same if you go west, you'll keep going west. All the time you'll keep going west, it won't stop. And that is amazing that David would use this analogy, because he's saying to you now, if you have asked God for forgiveness of your sins, then your sins are removed from you as far as the east is from the west. How amazing is that? I could stop right there. And that would be an amazing nugget. But we're talking about sin here. And I can't let that go. Because you see, beloved, there is something important when you're looking at forgiveness of sin. Turn with me real quick to Matthew and the 5th chapter. Matthew and the 5th chapter. Sorry, I beg your pardon. I want you to go to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Not the 5th chapter. Let's go to the 6th chapter. And I want you to go to verse 14. Right after this, when this verse comes, Jesus has been teaching how to pray. And he simply says, "Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will on earth be done as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." And that is in verse 12. "And forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us." Now it's important that you see the little word "as," because it means we're asking God to forgive us our sins as we are already in the process of forgiving those other people who have sinned against us. And actually, if we look at this particular version, Jesus is saying, as we have forgiven. In other words, the process is that we forgive those who have hurt us. We are in forgiveness first, so we say, I forgive you of what you have done to me. I give you my word that you are forgiven of that. You know, just very recently, there was a tragic event that happened in Charleston, in South Carolina, I believe it is. and 9 people were shot dead by this guy as he walked into a church and they were in the middle of a prayer meeting. The pastor himself was shot. A senator was shot dead. And the relatives of all those people have already forgiven that boy who did it. Because you see, the prosecution are seeking the death penalty, but they won't get the death penalty if the parents and the families of those who were killed are saying, no, we've forgiven that boy. It won't happen. That is the power of forgiveness. They have forgiven that boy of taking the lives of their loved ones. They have already done it, so when they turn to Almighty God and say, forgive me of my sins, because they have forgiven those people, because they are not holding unforgiveness, then God is forgiving. Let's look at verse 14, where Jesus says, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. It's important that when we're looking at Psalm 103 and verse 11, that we join this, verse 12, I beg your pardon, that we join this together. Because yes, your sins are removed from you as far as the east is from the west, as long as you have made that commitment that you will forgive. Whatever it is, however small, however large, you need to forgive. And I hear you say, but David, I can't. I can't forgive that person for what they did to me. It's so painful. I cannot forgive them. That is because, beloved, you are trying to forgive with your emotion. You're waiting to feel like you've forgiven. You're waiting for that feeling to bury deep inside you where you say, yes, I can now release you into forgiveness. Because it's not hurting as badly. Note what Jesus says. If you refuse to forgive others, your Father in heaven will refuse to forgive you. So why would he say such a thing if you find it so impossible to forgive? He wouldn't. He would never say that. That is why he has given you a way out. He has given you an opportunity to forgive. But not with your emotion, but with your will. All you've got to do is say, with my will, with my decision-making process, I will forgive. You are forgiven in the name of Jesus for what you have done to me. With my will, I will forgive you. That is so incredibly powerful, let me tell you. It really is powerful, and it is life-changing, because so many people don't realize that forgiveness of sin is all about the will. It's all about the will. And when you ask your Father in heaven to forgive you some of the sins you have done, some of the sins I have done are pretty disgusting, are pretty awful, are pretty horrifying. Yet Jesus forgives. Yet our Heavenly Father forgives. As the psalmist is telling us today, our sins are forgiven. They are removed from us. Say removed. They are removed from us as far as the east is from the west. In other words, you can never find them because they've been removed that far. They're gone. They're wiped from the hard drive. They are no longer there. You know, if you have stuff on your hard drive on your computer and you delete it by chucking it in the trash, there are ways that people, that techie people, can actually find that stuff that you have trashed. There is a way of finding that trashed stuff. They can get it from your hard drive, although it's been deleted. There is a way. But imagine your hard drive now contains all your sins. Let me tell you, there's not a techie guy in this world that would ever be able to find those sins because they would be destroyed and gone and removed. They are no longer there and no longer visible and no longer achievable. And in actual fact, if you ask God about that sin you ask for forgiveness for, He'll say to you very clearly, what are you talking about? He has no idea what you are talking about, because your sin has been removed as far as the east is from the west. There is nothing to talk about. But it's all about this sin in your life, and it's all about the way other people have sinned against you. It has to be got rid of. It has to be got rid of by the blood of the Lamb. It has to be got rid of by the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only way to do it is with the power of your will. You need to make that decision today that you are going to forgive. And I am harping on about this because I know you're listening to this broadcast right now. And I know there is unforgiveness in your heart. And I know that the Lord is challenging you today to get rid of that sin. He is challenging you right now as you are listening, either on the live broadcast, either on the podcast, it doesn't matter, either on the repeat, but He knows this. He wants you to get rid of that unforgiveness in your heart so that He is free to forgive you of the sin you've got in your life. And the way you're going to do that is simply by saying, with my will, I will forgive. Beloved, I've been through this. I've been through this very thing myself. I wrote a book called O Love That Will Not Let Me Go, and chapter 11 deals with forgiveness. And someone said something to me someday that really hurt me. And I was talking to my prayer partner on the phone. It was many years ago. And I was talking to my prayer partner. And my prayer partner said to me, funnily enough, I received an advanced copy of your book through the post this morning, and I have read it. I want you to look at chapter 11 of your book, David, and I want you to read it out loud to me. And I started to read chapter 11 out, and I was crying, I was in floods of tears, and I couldn't get through it simply because I knew what was coming. And my prayer partner said to me, keep on going, keep on saying those words. And I got to the end where I said, with my will, I will forgive. And that burden, beloved, was lifted from my shoulders instantaneously. It was gone in the name of Jesus. I want you to forgive that person that you are holding unforgiveness against right now. Right now. Right at this very second, I want you to do that. And it's very simple. This is what you do. You say, Heavenly Father. Come on, say it. Say it after me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry that I have held unforgiveness in my heart. Beloved, I know this is difficult for you. I know. I sense it in the spirit. I sense the tears streaming down your face. But I want you to continue. I want you to proceed. Heavenly Father, say it again. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry of the unforgiveness in my heart. I ask you right now to help me. With my will, I forgive, and then say the name of the person. With my decision-making process, that sin is now forgiven. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah and glory to God. That is so, so powerful. And you know what we're going to do now? We are all going to pray for the Lord to forgive us of the sin in our life right up to this point, so that our sin is removed from us as far as the east is from the west. Let's do that now together. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for the sin in my life. I ask you, Lord Jesus, by your blood, to wash me clean and to forgive me of the sin in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. May your name be kept holy, and may you be glorified in all the earth. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And glory to the name of Jesus.